Blog Talk Radio.
Another week, another day, another episode of Rehab. I'd like to thank you all for taking your time to spend a little time with me to relax. Because, you know, relaxation and mental stability and your mind is a very important thing. And that's what rehab is about. Whew, what a day, what a day, what a day. I almost didn't have rehab at this time. I'm pretty beat, pretty tired, but always the show must go on. If this is your first time listening to Rehab, we have very simple rules. Those rules go as such. There will be no hating, hateration. I said that wrong, hateration. Haitian people are awesome, so don't get me wrong if you thought I said that wrong. Anyway, no salts, no judgment, no worries, no cares, no problems. Your time is this time to enjoy and relax and have a good time. On me. It's all on me. Checks on me. It's not up to you to worry about your situations and your problems and the things that you deal with on a daily basis. When you come to rehab, you're here for you to clear that space and not to be judged and just to enjoy this time. So how was your weekend? Hopefully it was good. You should be happy to be back on another Tuesday, another time to rehab. My weekend was fine. I don't think I did too much in particular. I'm with the family again, which is always good. Parents going on a cruise. I like cruises, so you know, I wish I was going, but, you know, it'd be another time for me to do that. But it's just, like I said, it's been a long day, and I'm not about to sit here and tell you why it's a long day or why I do what I do. You know, that's stuff that you wouldn't care to hear anyway. So, speaking of why, you have a question? Almost anything and everything? Or do you just basically live life on the seat of your pants, so to speak? Basically live life as if someone is directing how you should live. You know what I mean? And do you ask yourself, why am I doing this? Or why should I be doing this? Or should I be doing this? Or do you just do it because this is what you're supposed to do? Or why are people the way they are? Or why I don't have any close friends? Or why, like I talked about, am I always in drama? Or why am I always so angry? Life, personally, I believe life should be questioned. Everything in life should be questioned. There's nothing that you should be doing or that you do on a daily basis that you don't ask yourself why. You know, even if you're in a situation where you're in a relationship and the other person is treating you unfairly, you should first question not why. You could say, why is this happening to me? But you also ask yourself, why is X person doing this to me? And this could be in a committed relationship. This could be in a friendship. This could be an association you have with somebody that you work with. These all, you know, this is just a simple relationship situation where you can ask why. And I believe we don't ask why enough. I think we should ask why about everything that you deal with. Ask why. Why am I in this career? Why do I like this food? Everything you could think of should have a question of why. So you ask me, why do I do rehab? That's a wonderful question. And I'd be happy to answer that question once you answer this question for me. Why do you do what you do? Why do you have the hobbies you have? Why don't you have any hobbies? Or why haven't you picked a career path? Those are all great questions. So I'll let you think about that, and I'll be right back. Short break just now, I asked the question why to myself that I would think you would ask me is why do I do rehab? Oh, I could go down the line. To keep it short and simple, I enjoy conversation. And I'm sure I get on plenty of people that know me nerves from how much I like to talk. And so this is my way of talking. And I also want to help people. I don't want to get anything out of it. Like, I don't do rehab because I think there's some grander thing going on. I do rehab because, one, I enjoy talking, and I enjoy trying to bring peace to people. It puts a smile on my face to put a smile on other people's faces, or at least to help other people relax. And laughter and smiling, excuse me, and being at peace is part of the whole thing. And that's why I do rehab. I enjoy it. Like, I was literally laying in my bed, saying to myself, not tonight. I'm beat. It's hard to come up, believe it or not, it's hard to come up with these subjects. I know that's hard to believe, but it really is because I like to give you some content and some context and something that could actually make you think and not just be blurting out things from time to time. And that happens because, you know, it's a conversation. This is not some drawn-out plan that I have. I want you to feel comfortable with listening to me. So this is just a conversation-type show. But long story short, I do this to hopefully help people get to a point of having peace inside of their souls, if you believe in that, inside of their minds, and just your whole unit can bring... Hopefully I can bring peace to your situation, even when the world is going crazy around you. Maybe, just maybe, listening to a little bit of rehab can help you have some peace and then help you relax no matter what's going on around you. That's why I do rehab. It's fun for me. Like, while I was laying in bed, I was like, nah, I can't let the people down. Because I enjoy it. If I didn't enjoy it, I would have stayed in bed, sleep, try it again. I thought about doing an episode tomorrow morning, but I said, no, this is rehab. It's not about just me. It's about helping everyone else, if anyone else is listening, to just get a little bit of peace. So I told you my why. I asked you why you do what you do, or why don't you have any hobbies, or why do you have hobbies, or why do you like those hobbies, or why do you choose the career path you choose? A lot of times we run into situations that we have when it comes to careers and jobs, and we're just trying to make money, and it boils down to just collecting a check for most people. I say majority of people is just collecting a check, And I understand that because you got bills, a lot of people have children, families to take care of, you know, debt, all these things. You have hopes and dreams and aspirations. And so what you actually do for a career at the present time is just something to do to continue to have some constant money coming in so the bills can be paid, which makes a lot of sense. But are you asking yourself, why are you doing it? Are you just doing it? Or where are you going? That's a part of a why. So if you ask yourself, why are you doing it? Where are you going? What's the end goal? Know your why. A person would say that someone in entertainment, probably sports. I don't know. A lot of these things get thrown out. But no, it's not my statement to say know your why, but that's a very important statement. Know why you're doing what you're doing. I told you why I do rehab, because I want to help people relax. Why are you at your job? Why do you find yourself pressing snooze in the morning? Because I do from time to time. Maybe because I don't go to bed on time, or maybe there's something else to it. And the only way you could know your own why, or know why you do things, or know why things are happening, is to have an honest conversation, not literally talking to yourself. I mean, if you literally talk to yourself, that's fine. I won't judge you for that because we don't judge in rehab. But just know if you're going to ask yourself why, be honest. Just like I was using the example of being in a relationship with someone and they're not treating you right, and you ask yourself why, and instead of saying, it's always their fault, that's why, that is that person's fault, it could be your fault. It could be. A lot of times you ask yourself why, but you know what? I'm a little overprotective. I'm a little nosy. I don't call enough. I don't text enough. I don't pay enough attention. I don't take conversations seriously. I'm late to places. There's a lot of reasons why you can upset people. People are easily upset sometimes, depending on the relationship you have with the person. But that's beside the point. Just ask yourself why. Or why isn't my career jumping off? Am I not working hard enough? Or do I not know the right people? Or am I giving up too easily? Or things like that. Just any situation you're dealing with, ask why. Or, you may have people that are just evil, spiteful, mischievous people, and you just ask yourself, like these school shootings. I hate to bring that up in rehab because we're trying to deal with peace, but with peace, there's war. So right now in our country, and I don't even want to go this way, but right now in our country, there's this weird thing going on with children going to schools and shooting at other children. And I always ask myself, why? Why is it going this far? And I think I'm not even going to get into the why they do it. I just think there's a lot of anger going on. And that's why. So to take that situation with people shooting at schools, I can't just say it's just because of their parents, or it's just because their anger, or it's just because they didn't get enough attention, or it's just because guns. There's so many different whys in certain situations, but you can't just make a blanket statement and say that's it. You have to ask why. You ask me what this has to do with peace. It's very simple. Once you know why, no matter how hard it is to define why something is going on, you can get more peace with the situation. You really will, because then you can define why you're in this career and define why you're going where you need to be going, and are you going where you need to be going, and do you need to be working harder, and do you understand the system and the people that you're dealing with and the country that you live in and the system, the economy. Like, you can go on and on and why, but once you learn why, it can bring a little more peace to you. And then you can explain your why to someone else, and that might bring peace to them.